This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every week is a playoff. I mean, it is. You never know what's going to happen. Every week there's always some upset. Top 25, there are bigger shockers than others. We all know that. Last week it was Oklahoma and Michigan. Sometimes it's just one week. It could be the form of two powers going at each other, and the drama in it is one team kind of blows out the other. We saw that this year in Oklahoma and Ohio State. And today, three teams. There's always that one week in the season. How many top 10 teams lose in a week? Well, so far, three have lost. Number two, Clemson lost last night, 27-24 at Syracuse. Number eight, Washington State was blown out by Cal, 37-3. Number 10, Auburn loses today in Death Valley to LSU, 27-23. And right now, number five, Washington on the ropes. I don't say an eight count, but at halftime, Arizona State leads Washington 13-0. And number 11, Miami had to hold on for dear life and come back and win over Georgia Tech 25-24. So interesting in the top 10. Mike Scarborough, www.tigerbait.com, joins us now. Mike, 3 weeks ago tonight, we're sitting there going, okay, Mike, I don't think LSU is going to lose seven straight games. But if you're asking me, Deke Bellavere, for sure, tell me which games LSU is going to win, I couldn't tell you. Now I look at it, Mike, five games left, and I'm going like, which games are LSU going to win? And I'm thinking like, well, you know, there's that big monster. They'd have to play a perfect game, and you know, things happen. But outside of that, Mike, I mean, look, I can see this team finishing 10-2.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's just like right when you think you have it nailed down, we talk about the personnel problems. Last week it was Canada and Orgeron fighting. Auburn's putting it all together. How can LSU with three freshman offensive linemen, both tackles out, and everything that Auburn had going for them, and you just felt like, well, I talked to our Auburn guy or Auburn Rivals guy on the phone after all the stories were filed, and I'm like, how do you explain this? And if you're Auburn and you're thinking, you know, you're a top 10 ranked team, if you can't beat what LSU's done this year, if you can't beat LSU this year in Tiger Stadium, when can you beat them?
I swear, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, you know, and you and I were talking earlier, Mike, I don't care if LSU last year, those four freshmen, the last 2 years recruiting classes were all Cam Robinsons. There's no way LSU's freshman offensive line are supposed to match up with that front seven like they did. In the second half, Mike, they knocked them in the mouth.
Yeah. You just don't want to go and try and say, oh, well, they were more emotional or, the 2007 national championship team there and that mode. I mean, you can go to that card, but sooner or later, I mean, guys got to make plays. I mean, the game that Chark had, I mean, Devin White continues to, play lights out, and he's definitely the best player on the LSU football team. And how he's not on anybody's first team All-American ballot would be crazy.
I can remember, when all that was going on, and I saw him as his sophomore year in the third round of the playoffs, and I was telling Mike, I said, Mike, I said, there's this kid, number 40, at North Webster. He's one of the best high school football players I've seen. He was a sophomore. And, Mike, and everybody wants to compare and so forth, but he looked the part. He never left the field. And this young man, if he keeps his head straight, Mike, he will continue the long tradition of first-round picks. I'm talking about top tier, top five, top 10 first-round pick.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was the end of his sophomore year or the end of his junior year. The years were starting to go together, but I traveled to Iowa to see him in a playoff game.
And yeah, that was the junior year. I remember that.
Huh?
I think that was his junior year.
Yeah, and he didn't leave the field. And, of course, at that time the debate was, did he want to be a running back or a linebacker? We had him at the Rivals camp, and he played at both positions, but primarily at linebacker. And but what a great decision that's been for him.
Oh, and look, Mike, no knock against anybody else, but when Geis can't go, there's no doubt in my mind what I saw. He's the second best running back on that team. I mean, people didn't see him when he was in high school. He was unbelievable as a running back in high school. But, Mike, everybody wants to know the most important information. What top-tier recruits were on campus today?
Well, I mean, you had Sobsha there from a meet. So, you know, that was a biggie. And he had all the kids from Southern Lab. He had a quarterback from Arkansas that we're hoping to talk to tomorrow, Jerry Bohannon. From Earl, Arkansas, who's got offers from all across the SEC. And Anthony Cook, the five-star cornerback from Houston North Shore, that was probably a thing for him to see. Going into the weekend, it seemed like Ohio State was possibly leading Texas with LSU in third. Going to be real anxious to see what he has to say once his official visit's over. And then you had the two commitments from out of state, the tight end Sheffer from Florida and Jarrell Cherry, the defensive end outside linebacker from Dallas that was there. So, and then plus all the in-state kids were there, including Jamar Chase, who's currently committed to Florida, who I saw against Turlings Catholic, who's just absolutely unbelievable, not only as a receiver, but as a kick and return punt return guy. Dynamic kid that they've got to flip, and it's one of those things now where he committed to Florida, and you're thinking, okay, he's going to be hard to flip. But LSU beats Florida, and then he's at LSU today for another home game. He's been to several already, so that's huge.
504-260-1870. You can text us at 870-870. LSU 27, Auburn 23. Of course, this could be the another top 10 team going down. Again, there's been three so far. And right now at halftime, it is Arizona State 13, number 5, Washington 0. Let's get out to the phone lines. You got anything recruiting, anything? LSU Mike Scarborough is here with us. Mike, let everybody know how they can get the latest, the recruiting visits. And also, people will notice, I believe it was during the second quarter when new men's basketball coach Will Wade was on the field. Now, to those that they may have attended, they did have a kind of a brief viewing of the basketball team. They practiced around noon. They were in the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. And not only football recruits, but LSU had three of the best recruits in basketball in the nation on campus today, including two-time Mr. Louisiana basketball, Javonte Smart. So big, big day today, Mike.
Yeah, five-star forward Emmett Williams there. And then you also had Darius Days from Gainesville, who they lead for. So, you know, what's funny is I'm sitting here midweek, and I'm getting messages from the North Carolina site on Rivals, and they're asking me questions about LSU's official basketball visitors because they're worried that LSU's about to get guys that they want.
Now, that's big, that's big time right there. You had never done that.
No, that's never happened.
Yeah, there's a feeling, Mike, on campus what Coach Wade is doing. I mean, he's, I don't know if you say breathe life back into the program or what, but he's I don't know up until this point. And mind you now, I mean, a whistle's not been blown. They hadn't played one game yet. But I don't imagine, Mike, and I don't think he could have done anything more than what he's done up to this point.
No, and look, there's gonna be growing pains. Everybody's excited, and and for him to fill some holes to get there when he got the job and get some new players into the program and search high and low for him. I mean, look, they picked what LSU to finish what near, at the bottom of the league, 13th, 14th, a week or two ago. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be. I don't know if that's where they're going to finish. But I think if you follow the progress of the program and you follow what he's doing in recruiting, and what these guys are doing had done in the off season with the weightlifting and everything, I just think if you're in on the ground floor with what he's going to be building, yeah, they're going to take their lumps and might have some brutal losses in there. But I think there's people fans are going to be really excited about the future just because it's all about recruiting, and I've never seen them do it the way they're doing it now. It's been a long time.
Mike Scarborough of TigerBait.com is here with us, 260-1870. You can text us at 870-870. All right, Mike, you know, it's another tough game because I don't think LSU can take anybody for granted. I mean, yeah, you beat Auburn, but, hey, you still have some of the issues that you've had. You're still a ball club that's growing and learning, and you're taking on maybe, Mike, from a standpoint, the best young quarterback, especially when you think about his future as a pro prospect in this league and one of the best in the country, in Shea Patterson. Ole Miss has got a good offensive line. They're going to sling the ball around, so they're going to need it. And, you know, when you're moving forward, Mike, those three balls that Jackson dropped today, next week you're going to need those type of plays because that ball's going to be aired out, you know, I don't know, 30, 40, maybe 50 times, depending on how it is. So LSU's defensive backs who broke up 11 passes today, 11 of the 26 that Auburn threw, they're going to have an opportunity to pick the ball off next week.
Yeah, well, and they get LSU at home. Obviously, Ed Orgeron having been the coach there. This game with LSU, I mean, yeah, there's the Mississippi State game at the end of the year. But this is really their bowl game. They're going to want this one bad. And like you said, Shea Patterson is extremely talented, and they can sling it around. And they're going to go for broke. And if LSU's got a hangover after this one, you know, all of a sudden you're right back down to, you know, everybody questioning
yep.
things. So
it'd be disappointing. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Mike, now LSU, what we've seen the last few weeks, Mike, up until this point, going into Ole Miss, your thoughts on what we have seen through seven games and where this program is right now?
Man, it's, you know, you don't want to dismiss what you're seeing, mm-hmm. but then if you know that something's not right, and well, what's not right? What's not right is how bad the SEC is.
Yeah.
You know, how many of these teams in the league could beat themselves, you know, 5-10 years ago? I don't know. It's the spread offenses. Everybody's gotten a little soft. There's talent missing. Everybody's got holes, more holes than they've normally had. You know, it's just dumbfounding that you get beat by the way LSU did to Mississippi State and Troy at home. And then you go to the swamp, and now you beat 10th-ranked Auburn at home, who jumped on you that quick in the first quarter. You just knew it was over. And you did it with three freshman offensive linemen, and at times you went to a power running game against that defensive front of Auburn.
Mike, again, let everybody know how they can get the latest on the Bayou Bengals going into a big, big week and recapping all the big recruits that won't.
Yeah, check us out at TigerBait.com. We got a lot of pregame, postgame coverage of this big win for LSU. Message board, our Tigerton premium board is extremely active. And we're going to be reaching out to all the recruits here in the next 2 days. And we actually got Sopcich last night. We were at A-Meet. We filmed him. He had an excellent game. So he went into some things, and he was on campus today. So I know a lot of people were concerned about where he might be leaning and how difficult it will be to get him. But the fact that he was at LSU's practice on Thursday and was there today, and he's been at multiple home games, I think LSU's in real good shape with him. And, of course, he's a five-star defensive tackle for the class of 2019.
Little story about Ismail Sopcich. His father and I grew up together in Amy, Louisiana. Good friends, a bunch of us were. Went to junior college together, and his father was one hell of a defensive player. All-state as a JUCO defensive lineman in the fall of 1989, and affectionately known as Slob Sopcich. That's no joke. And his son now, 30 years later, is a number one prospect, or one of the top two prospects in the nation for the class of 2019. Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com. Mike, how can they follow you on Twitter?
At Scarborough Mike, and type in TigerBait.com into Facebook. Hit the like button there and do a little pull down so that you see it first. And everything we post, it'll immediately show up in your Facebook feed.
Mike, we've been on a bunch of rides together, but this is one of the more interesting ones so far, I could tell you that.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot more upsetting on the apple cart and then picking back up. It's just it's a crazy season.
That's Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.